Rowie, you're the founder of the Max Fitness Business College. Is it possible to have a career in the fitness profession that is successful and profitable? People ask me that question most days. Is it possible to have a profitable fitness business? Is it possible to have a career where you earn more money than a doctor or a lawyer and you can support your family with the financial situation of abundance, wake up every day helping people to achieve their health and fitness goals and to love your life? And of course the answer is yes. For as long as I've been in the fitness profession, 30 plus years, there has always been people who have successful gyms, successful personal training studios. They are successful sole traders and earn more money than a doctor or a lawyer. There are now, and we can introduce you to many of those business owners and fitness professionals who are very successfully supporting their family, loving their life, and have a career that they love, helping people to achieve their health and fitness goals. And I'm sure in the future there's going to be more, because fortunately or unfortunately, we're in a growing business. The Western world is getting fatter and sicker and weaker, and they need our help even more. So the fastest growing professions in the world, or one of the fastest growing, is our health and fitness profession. So is it possible to be successful? And of course the answer is yes. The answer is also no. You will find many people who tell you you can't be successful in the fitness profession. There's too many personal trainers. There's a 24-hour gym on every corner. This is just a part-time job until you get a real job. People cancel and don't come to their sessions. You'll never make any money. You can't be successful in the fitness profession. Don't do that. Get a real job. And they're right, because they believe they are, and that's their experience. So you, what are you going to do? If you are passionate about wanting to be a fitness professional, have your own fitness business, choose your own hours, be your own boss, help lots of people to be healthy, fit and strong, and or help somebody else's fitness business grow and do something that you love every day, you have to decide who you listen to. If you believe that you can't do it, you will be absolutely right and you won't be able to. You can't. If you believe that you can do it, of course you can, because there's literally hundreds of thousands of people who do. So who do you listen to? There's a short list of being successful in our fitness profession. It is a very short list. And the suggestion is that the list has come from people who are successful in our profession, not unsuccessful. And if you listen to the people who tell you that you can't do it, they'll give you a very long list of reasons why. Interestingly, the people who are successful and profitable, it's a very short list. And here it is. You get to decide. Number one, the people who are the most successful in our fitness profession are the ones who are doing this because they are passionate about it. They wouldn't do anything else. This is the thing they are the most passionate about. There's no other thought space about what I would do. Oh, I really want to be a singer, or I really want to be a landscape gardener, or I really want to be a lawyer. No, no, no. The people that are really successful in our profession are the ones who only want to be fitness professionals. That's number one. That, of course, makes number two really simple, which is they want to be the best in the world at it. And of course, you would never want to be the second best personal trainer or have the second best gym or go to the second best personal training studio. You want to be the best if you're doing something that you're really passionate about. And the beautiful thing in our profession is you don't have to be the best in the world for 7 billion people, give or take a few. You only have to be the best for the people that will come to your gym, for the people that will come to your health club, for the people that you want to train. Your clients, your members have to be saying, I go to the best personal trainer in the world. I go to the best health club in the world. I go to the best personal training studio in my neighborhood. They are the best. And if people are saying that about you, of course you're going to have a successful business. Of course your business will grow. Of course you'll have great referrals into your business. And of course you'll be financially successful. And being the best is easy. All you've got to do is decide, what do I need to do to keep getting better at what I do? What study do I need to do? What education do I need to get? Who do I need to surround myself with? The people who aren't doing very well are the people who are. What questions do I need to ask? What circle of influence do I have to have? What extra courses do I need to do? What ongoing learning do I need to do every day to become the very best at what I do? So that's easy. Be passionate about what you do. Be the best in the world at it for the people that you're doing it for. And then number three, those people you have to add massive value to their lives. And a lot of time in our fitness profession, we get that a little bit screwed up because we give people what we think they want, or what we might want. So we give them exercise programs and eating plans, and we tell them what they should do with their exercise and how many times a week they should do it and when they should eat and how many times a day. And we get really caught up in what we want rather than what does our client want? How can I add massive value to my client's life, to my customer's life, to my member's life? And if you ask that question of the people that come into your life, and this is the question to always ask, if I was going to add twice as much value into your life as what you were investing dollar-wise investing, what would I need to do? Because the three things to being successful in our profession, number one, love what you do. Number two, be the best in the world at it for your clients and members. And number three, add massive value to their lives. Not other people's lives, just the people that are in your life. Now that it might be as simple as you provide them with a place to exercise that is safe, non-intimidating. There's no judgment. There's no criticizing. There might be no mirrors. There are no people there that are nasty to them. You've provided them a place where they can come to feel safe and secure. It might be that you help them be healthy, fit and strong, which of course is adding massive value to their life. It might be that you provide them an environment where they can talk openly and freely without being judged. They can have an opinion about religion or political persuasion or sexual persuasion, and nobody's going to tell them what to do or what not to do. If you're adding massive value to people's lives, your business will be financially successful. People won't cancel their sessions. They won't cancel their membership. They want to be involved with you because they can feel your passion. They can see that you are wanting to be the best in the world for them, and you're adding massive value to their lives because you've asked them how to do it. That's how to be successful in the fitness profession. If you add on top of that something very simple, which is how do we make being healthy, fit and strong simple? Because one of the reasons why people don't go to the gym or they stop going to a personal trainer or they stop using a fitness facility, it becomes all too hard, too time consuming, too boring or too intimidating. So if we keep it really simple, and that's the genius of what we do, and please be a genius, and that comes back to being the best in the world at what you do. When somebody says to you, how do I lose weight or how do I get into great shape? A genius will take that complicated message, make it really simple to understand, and everybody will walk away from you saying, I can do that. That sounds simple. If you've got a big ego and you feel good when you use big words and make it really complicated and difficult to understand, that's taking something really simple and making it really complicated so nobody can do it. And in our profession, if you want to be successful, keep it as simple as possible. There's about 10% of the population in the Western world that will always use a fitness facility, and they're the ones that are going to use the 24-hour gyms and swipe themselves in, look for the cheapest prices, and you will have to compete on price if you want to add value to those people's lives, because all they're looking for is a cheap gym with lots of equipment. If you want to help the 90% of people who don't like going to the gym or don't like going to a personal trainer or are scared of exercise or they're scared of what the whole fitness thing's all about, if you can keep it really simple, you'll add massive value to their lives. And there's three things that we need to do, and they're very, very simple. Fuel people for energy so they feel good, so they want to perform. Get them fit so you turn their body into a fat-burning machine that doesn't get sick because it's got a great immune system. It looks good because it's got great skin, great hair, great nails, and it's lean. And it's a fat-burning machine because when you're fit, your body burns calories much faster and it burns fat calories much faster. So how do we get people fit? How do we fuel them effectively? And then how do we get them strong? Because if I've got a strong mind and a strong body, then I can eat effectively and I want to be fit because I've got a body that can do it. And those three things can be really complicated, but if we keep them simple, this simple, getting strong simply means getting every muscle in your body strong. Why would you want to have some weak muscles and some strong muscles? So pick the big exercises that use the most muscles at the same time to get the biggest results, the most effective results, and the safest results. And ultimately, if you picked an exercise for the front of your body, an exercise for the back of your body, an exercise for your lower body, you'd have three exercises. You'd be using every muscle in your body, and you'd have a simple program that somebody could actually do. Then, rather than calling it technical names and telling people when to train and how many reps and how many sets, muscles can't count. So rather than telling people how many to do, let's just say do as many as you can. And we don't know how many they can. They don't even know how many they can until they actually get started. So muscles can't count and they're blind. So they don't know what they're lifting. To get strong, we've just got to lift more than we're capable of. So let's not underload people. If somebody can lift 10 kilos, let's not give them 5 to lift. Let's give them 11 or 12. So use every muscle in your body, do as many as you can, and do a simple exercise program that people can actually stick to. To get fit, you've got to get puffed. To get puffed takes anywhere between 7 to 15, 20 20 seconds, and then get your breath back and get puffed again, and you'll have a body that's a fat-burning machine. And to fuel yourself effectively for all of those things, it's simply asking the question of your clients, what do you think you should eat to have the highest amounts of energy so we can turn your body into a fat-burning machine? We often tell people what they can't have, mustn't have, shouldn't have, and they're not allowed to eat, versus the people, there's people out there who love to eat food. I do, don't you? We don't want to be told what we can't do. We want to be told what we can do. So this is what you can eat. Is that has to include what the person likes to eat. And if they don't like to eat something, don't include it in their eating plan. So this is what you eat. This is what you can't eat. Let's get rid of all of that and just leave it with, what do you think you should be eating so that you feel fantastic and you have a body that can be a fat-burning machine and be strong? So in our profession, if we keep it simple, we provide a simple choice for eating, a simple choice for getting fit, and a simple choice for getting strong. And then on top of that, let's look at how we can make our world a better place. Because if everything around us is better because we were there, then of course we're going to be successful in our own business, and then in our profession, and then in our world. So last but not least, three simple things. Be respectful of yourself, which means you'll have a career that you love, you'll be the best in the world at it, and you'll have integrity because you'll be practicing what you preach. You'll be healthy, fit, and strong, and people can see that you are, so they know that you've got the integrity to help them. If you are respectful of all people, you'll provide the world with a place that is non-judgmental, non-criticizing. Regardless of somebody's culture, their color, their political persuasion, their sexual persuasion, and who they believe in, you'll make them feel safe and comfortable because you respect all people. And then in our profession, it's interesting because people stop going to a gym because it's dirty, or the equipment's not well maintained, or things are broken down. When you respect all things, you'll have clean hair, clean skin, clean nails, you'll have a clean uniform, a clean car, a clean front desk, your gym, your personal training studio, your toilets will be clean and well maintained because you have respect for everything in your life, including your environment. So imagine that. How do I become successful in the fitness profession? Here's the short list, the really, really short list. Do this because you're absolutely passionate about it. Be the best in the world at it. Add massive value to people's lives. Be healthy, fit, and strong yourself so people can see that you practice what you preach. Keep being healthy, fit, and strong really simple so that people can understand it, so they can actually do it for the rest of their lives, so your business will keep going and nobody will cancel. And then be respectful of all the people in your life and all the things and your environment, and the world will be a better place. Let's not make it complicated. Being successful in the fitness profession is as simple as a very short list.